have been talking to a lot of high-level DOJ sources. I'll leave it at that. I had a long conversation with one today. And I was actually authorized to tell you basically everything they told me except a few things. But you know what? I'm with the notes I wrote, I'm going to think about this and before I start putting it out. Because this is big, big, big information. And folks know about me and InfoWars. I don't tell you I got something big unless I got something very, very big. Just one little example of thousands. Remember how on that Monday before RFK Jr. endorsed Trump on that Friday, I said, yeah, he's going to be out in, you know, West Coast, Arizona. And he's going to, in the afternoon, at a big rally, endorse Trump. Everybody's like, oh, that's bullshit. You made that up. Oh, really? It happened, of course. So I'm very pleased because the globalists are trying to destroy this country, trying to put me in prison, Trump in prison, trying to kill him, that there are a whole bunch of grand juries open. And I know where and a lot more. And I can tell you, Trump is cracking the whip and pushing through the DOJ any of the bureaucrats that are trying to block this and is in daily communication with the patriots in there. And so you are about to see, you're already seeing a lot of action, raids on Bolton, all these grand juries open on Jack Smith and Letitia James and all the rest of them. But you have no idea how big it is. It is huge. Remember, 8 years ago, I said there weren't any indictments coming to grand juries, because there wasn't. This time, it is different. So I'm going to research this, and, you know, think about it, and go over my notes. But tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, Relic Jones on X, and at AJN Live for the Alex Jones Network. Get ready tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central, because you're going to get the big data dump. And here's the deal. Some people that are smart and I'm not BSing, they go, well, wait a minute. You shouldn't be telling the bad guys that Ed Martin and others are coming. They're already getting drug in front of grand juries that lit last week, this week, next week. They know what's going on. Their houses are getting raided. Their doors are getting kicked in. They're getting their subpoena letters, and they're getting drug in front of grand juries. Oh, they know. This is, the media is not picking it up because it doesn't make them look good because they bet on the wrong horse. Plus, our guys aren't. But now they want the information out. Big actions against the deep state coming. The deep state should try to save false flags. Pray for Trump. Pray for the patriots at DOJ. There's a civil war inside there. Pray for Ed Martin. God bless you all.
This tinfoil hat will protect my brain. You globalists.
Alex Jones, tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones, tinfoil hat kit. It's the official tinfoil hat kit. He points up to the sky when he's walking around. Chemtrails everywhere, oh how that sounds. They smell tasty food and they just can't wait. But it's Obama and Hillary up on the Pizzagate.
Yeah,
popped some power plant and took a jog down by the pond to see the gay frogs. Rode his bike with Rob to feel less grouchy, but ran into a lab and yelled at
Monster,
Dr. Fauci. Up in California he drove and drove until he found a place called Bohemian Grove. Goblins
Bohemian
all around
Grove.
Wearing cloaks and masks, doing human sacrifice like it's just a task. 5G towers zapping your brain, while geoengineering is controlling the rain. They burn California to a bloody crisp to build low-income housing with the zap of a wisp. Alex Jones, tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones, tinfoil hat kit. It's the official tinfoil hat kit. Tinfoil hat kit.
Hey, don't let the globalists control your mind. Get your parents' permission and order on the website now. Order now, and we will throw in the Alex Stress Ball for free.
Step right up, folks. Please don't stall. Mad Scientist Alex has got a cure for y'all. With a bloop, 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 and a fizz so fine, it'll pep your step and sharpen your mind. In a clean white lab with a patriotic grin, he's mixing up the freedom. Come and drink it on in. Sold on the site where the good times hum, at alexjonesstore.com. Yes, that's the one. Now he's got a treat that'll make you skip. Shit, legit gamies for that power trip. Pop one in and you'll feel brand new. Strong like a bull and make your brain flex too. He's got a treat that'll make you skip. Shilajit gummies for the power.
Order Shilajit gummies at the website below. Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
All right, guys, and welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor. We are live here in Washington, D.C., where, of course, as always, the news has just been rolling nonstop over here, which in this case is actually a good thing. You know, Congress isn't in town yet. They're still on their paid vacation for another week or so. That'd be nice. I really wish I got, several months of paid vacation every year, and I'm sure you do too, but, you know, that's, we're not in Congress. Maybe that's a good reason to run for Congress. But anyway, here in Washington, you know, I'm gonna go over a little bit of what Alex Jones said in that opening segment there about these, upcoming indictments and how the wheels are actually turning now after 7 months. We're gonna get into that here more in depth in just a little bit, but first, I want to go into what I've been seeing here in Washington, D.C., on the ground. I've been out late into the night, every single night. Like last night, I was out until about 3 o'clock in the morning, shadowing these guys, watching them, what they were doing. They haven't commissioned me. I'm not deputized. I'm just, you know, weirdly following them around, making them suspicious of what I'm doing. But after talking to them, you know, they understand that I'm more of a friendly, just documenting what they're doing, not screaming at them. That's what they're used to here. They're used to a bunch of leftists, white, old leftists following them around, people that aren't even from here, and just heckling them on the streets, trying to make the argument that, no, we don't actually want safe seats, streets in Washington, D.C., which, you know, anytime you think that the left can't go any lower, they find a way to. But, you know, in reality, the residents here, we know that they actually like this. I'm a resident here. I've spoken to them on the street. And actually, I was just filming one of the parks the other day where it's quiet as hell. There's typically on a night, it's really, let's just be honest, that they're shooting each other. The youths, it's mostly black teens, go out and they form these mobs, terrorize people, carjack people, mug people, and then they shoot each other so innocent people get hit with stray bullets. I want to roll clip one here. This wasn't planned. This was just a guy walking down the street that decided he wanted to give me his opinion on what was going on as I was filming.
Yes, I'm strangely empty, right?
Right, it is. Strangely empty.
I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, this guy walking down, as I'm filming, he says, it's strangely empty. Weird, right? Yeah, it absolutely is. That's why I'm out here filming. You know, people are noticing it. They're loving it. I saw, like, these families, even, funny enough, walking around, innocent families, at 3 o'clock in the morning through this park last night. You never saw that before. You never saw that before. And while people are calling this an authoritarian occupation and a military takeover, this is what's actually going on. Roll clip two. The National Guard, openly interacting with these troubled teens in DC's Navy Yard, one of the worst neighborhoods in town. Even letting them sit in Humvees. Getting into Humvees, they're taking pictures with the troops on the front of these Humvees. Right, and you gotta think, these kids have no, they don't have any, let's just say, father figures in their lives most of the time, right? They don't have anybody to look up to. So they look up to street gangsters. Gangsters. We'll say that in quotation marks. They're not exactly Al Capone out here. But they're taking these teens and they're giving them some sense of meaning, even though that meaning is, you know, commit crimes and steal cars. They're manipulating these teens because they know the teens won't get in any sort of trouble. They'll get a wrist slap or something along those lines. And they're paying them to go out and commit violent crimes, and namely carjackings. Carjackings are a big one around here. Except for in the past 8 days, 8 to 10 days, we've seen hardly any carjackings. And what we definitely haven't seen any of are murders. Not a single murder in 10 days now. Which is, you know, the bar is so low, guys. The bar is so low. I mean, I shouldn't be here like, oh yeah, nobody in this small city of, you know, it's one of the smallest large cities in the United States by land area. And I have to celebrate the fact that people here haven't murdered each other in 10 days. That's just a reality that we live in. However, last year, at this time, I actually posted it on my X account. At this time last year, in that same period, 5 homicides happened in Washington, D.C. in that same time period. 5. And so we're down 100% from this time last year. Absolutely wild. Now, the left still hasn't grasped the fact that this is a good thing, mostly because they either don't live here, or B, they would rather have, as some woman on X posted, I believe yesterday, that, yeah, I'm a victim of carjacking, but, and here's a picture of my broken arm. I forgot to cue this one up because I just thought about it off the top of my head. And I don't want Trump coming into my city. Because Trump said next is going to be Chicago. One of the worst crime-ridden hellholes in the United States has been for decades behind Washington, D.C. So as I've been saying for weeks now, President Trump is making an example out of D.C. And he's going to spread it across the country as best he can. Now, can't do it the same way. He cannot deputize federal agents to enforce federal laws. Like you can in, or deputize federal agents to enforce local laws like you can in Washington, D.C. But there are some strings you can pull with the National Guard. It's not going to work quite the same, unfortunately. But the idea is to force these Democrats to admit there is a problem and have their constituents, their reasonable constituents, be like, yeah, Mayor, why are you blocking this? Look how well it worked in Washington, D.C. Why aren't you allowing that to happen in our city? Why do we have to worry about going outside and being murdered or being carjacked? Why? And those federal resources, and like, these who can deputize these federal agents are local sheriffs in those counties, like Cook County, where Chicago was. That sheriff can do it. So hopefully there'll be some political pressure to do it. Because you see the U.S. Park Police out here, they're not just guarding monuments anymore. They're also doing warrant enforcement for violent criminals. If you want to roll clip 3, this was right near the park where a lot of action is happening here. U.S. Park Police, you know, if you're riding around D.C. dirty right now, it's not a good idea. You should walk or take a Lime scooter, guys, because it ain't going to work out well for you. They're not just pulling people over willy-nilly. They're not even pulling over people really for committing traffic crimes or anything. They have the Metropolitan Police with them, and they're running plates as they're driving along. And if the driver has an active warrant or a suspended license, they pull you over, right? 90% of the time, it's because you have an active warrant, not because you have a taillight out. Not a single one that I've seen. I've seen dozens of these arrests so far. It's always been because it's an active warrant. And D.C. doesn't like to take care of active warrants. They really haven't in years and years and years now. But now that the federal government is involved, things have changed. MPD, the Metropolitan Police Department, loves this. They are pumped about this. They love the fact that they are finally able to have the resources and have the latitude to do their jobs that they haven't been able to do for years and years and years. So they don't see this as an intrusion. They're empowered more than ever. I've spoken with so many of these guys these past week while I've been out on the streets. And I can't tell you, they want this to stick around forever because they have the manpower now. You know, the officers here are 800 short right now. For the city anyway. And because nobody wanted to work here because they weren't allowed to enforce laws. Why would you work in a police department where your mayor hates you? The city council is always talking crap about you. Why would you want to work here? Morale is up. And hopefully that's going to help with recruiting. That's yet to be determined. But luckily, J.D. Vance this morning, he was on Fox with Maria Bartiromo, and said that this is only going to increase, right? They're not going to just say, okay, well, looks like everything is going better, so we're going to back off. No. He said they're going to double down because it is working so well. And hopefully by double down, that means across the United States. And maybe in a city near you. If it's a crime-ridden hellhole, that's probably exactly what's going to happen. You know, I'm going to touch on a little bit more of this when we come back. Then we're going to talk about these potential upcoming indictments that Alex was talking about. Don't go away.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take 5-year supplements. It's been helping me out for the last 3 years, lost 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble bashing, like, getting sick of Alex plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it. And I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. And what it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on at my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about Methylene Blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up, because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered 2 bottles of it, because he had buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take 2 of those a day.
And you're saying with the Methylene Blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our Methylene Blue, and it's kept you regress, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
right now? I'm walking.
Okay.
No, I'm, you know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to, and don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks, but I'm able to speak properly.
Yeah.
Where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the Methylene Blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down, and I was trying to find like a concoction, and all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take 2 of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take 1 pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that is great to hear.
To
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the Methylene Blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a week to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take 2 pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is,
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well,
thank
you.
Me having it.
Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
All right, guys, we're back at the Sunday briefing, the InfoWars Sunday briefing with Nick Sorter here. And just to add a little bit onto that that last segment there, I was ranting a little bit too long, so I missed this part. Fox came out and broke this story a couple of days ago that Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are going to, they're also mobilizing National Guard into 19 states, 19 different states, to assist with immigration and federal law enforcement crackdowns, which is long overdue. Unfortunately, right now, they're just going to be a support pillar, more or less. They're not going to be conducting immigration raids on their own or anything. They're just basically going to tag along with ICE, make sure they're safe, which is good. I want them to be safe. But it's, and hopefully give them a little bit more capacity. We're not going to see an explosive amount of capacity gained off of this, but hopefully in the future, maybe we'll get there. Because in order to get these 20-something million people out that Joe Biden brought into the country, you need the National Guard doing their own raids at this point. You know, it's, we're not going to be able to get them all out unless we take it seriously and take that route. I know some people will say, oh, well, that's fascism or authoritarianism or whatever. Well, they have no right to be here. They have no, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about it at all. And also, actually, on that note, I'm just sort of freestyling it today, guys. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a federal judge, decided that she was going to release him. Of course, an activist in Tennessee, even though he's being charged with human trafficking. You know, he's on record multiple times beating his wife. She signed an affidavit saying that he beat her multiple times. Clear, you know, obviously he's an illegal. He has MS-13 gang tattoos on his hand. But your friendly neighborhood activist judges, of course, appointed by both Obama and Biden, made sure that he's back out on the street. He's now in Maryland, not too far away from me here, not too far away from the nation's capital. And another activist federal judge here in Maryland, right across the border here, said that he can't be deported without 72 hours worth of notice and has to have due process rights or whatever that means. I mean, he's had a final order of deportation for years now, but now this judge wants to make it so, okay, well, if you deport him to any other country, you have to do for him and everybody else a personalized risk assessment report to find out whether or not they can actually survive in a third party country. Because apparently people in Uganda are out to get Kilmer Abrego Garcia. I have a weird feeling nobody in Uganda knows who the hell Kilmer Abrego Garcia is, okay? If he wants freedom, that's where he needs to go have his freedom, in Uganda, not here. He can't have it here. Not gonna be allowed to walk the streets in our country. We're not going to settle for this. We're not going to just roll over and let it happen. Luckily, ICE has already sent that 72-hour notice to his attorneys saying that they intend to deport him to Uganda. They actually gave him two options. They said, A, you can plead guilty to the crimes that you've been charged with, serve your prison sentence here in the United States, and then we'll send you to beautiful Costa Rica. That's behind door number one. And if you refuse, door number two, you're going to Uganda and you're not coming back. So in reality, you know, Garcia, Abrego, Rodriguez, whatever your name is, buddy, pal, accept the deal. Accept the deal. You don't want to go to Uganda. Honestly, you probably regret coming back from El Salvador because at least you could have margaritas in El Salvador. I don't think they have those in Uganda. You know, look, it's amazing. This is probably the most egregious version of judicial activism and judicial tyranny that I've seen yet, where you have a federal, like one federal judge barring immigration authorities from taking an MS-13 gang member off of American streets. How is that even possible? I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking that we just, look, play hardball, I guess. This is what I would tell DHS officials to do. And the president can't do this because he'd be impeached for it. So I'll tell them, and maybe they're listening. Just do it. If they say, no, you can't deport him to Uganda, just do it. What's going to happen? You might get charged with contempt by the judge, but who has the pardon power? Who has federal pardon power? The president of the United States, and it's absolute. You know, Joe Biden pardoned everybody and their brother before he left office, right? Including his own brother. So, honestly, what's stopping President Trump from doing that? I mean, we're talking about taking dangerous illegals off of our street. This shouldn't be controversial. So, we have the leverage if we want to use it. That's my point. Okay? I'm not saying that maybe Trump shouldn't do that immediately, right? We'll work this one out, see what happens on Monday, because he is, Abrego Garcia is supposed to go before a judge or before, he has an immigration check-in on Monday. Monday morning. So, if he shows up, he's probably gonna be taken into custody, and if he doesn't show up, he's also gonna be taken into custody. So I would say he's probably gonna be there, and we'll see how far DHS is willing to push this. You know, I don't know. I'd love for your feedback on that. If you follow me on X, definitely like tag me in a post. I want to know what you guys think about that. Is that too far to say that maybe they should just do it and President Trump can pardon them when they get charged with contempt? I don't think it's too far. I mean, these people have done much more evil things than that. So, and Abrego Garcia obviously isn't the only one. They're trying to set a precedent here. They're trying to use him. These judges are trying to use Abrego Garcia to set this precedent that, okay, every single person that is deported has to have an individual risk assessment done by a third party before we decide whether or not they can be deported. That's what they want to do, which that would clog up the entire system. That's the point. They want this to be as slow and gritty as possible, make it as difficult as possible for us to get this job done. And get these people deported. Because obviously the Democrats are in turmoil over this entire situation. We talked about it multiple times on the show. You guys have heard it before. You know how this works at this point. The Democrats don't just want these illegals in the country just so that they can vote illegally. It's so that they can count in the census and give Democrats in places like California those extra congressional seats. That's why this is, In their mind, this is an existential crisis for the Democrat Party. That's why they're doing this. And the judges are obviously in the pockets of the Democrats. They've all, you look at every single one of them that is blocking all this stuff. They're all DEI appointees. So it doesn't surprise anybody. They're all black lesbian Biden judges that were appointed by God knows who. Probably not even legitimate because Joe Biden didn't actually sign their commission. The auto pen did. An argument for another day. I could go on and on about that. Luckily, we have Ed Martin looking into that. He's going to continue. He's got a lot on his plate, this guy, Ed Martin. And that's what the entire next segment is going to be about. Actually, this segment was going to be about it, but I wanted to get into Abrego Garcia. Deep dive into what's coming with Ed Martin right after this next break. I don't have all the information that Alex Jones is going to have for you tomorrow, but it's pretty interesting, the kind of stuff that I've heard myself from the DOJ in the past couple of days. So we'll take a dive into that and then go over what's happened in the past week, how the wheels are turning. And yeah, that'll be right in the next segment. Stay tuned, guys.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feel really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr.'s loves it. We've got the strongest Ultimate Methylene Blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So stir it, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people it takes about 30 minutes, start speaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, cause I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago, and I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theaustriansword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it, I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5 hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. So I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, oh, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. And look, this is the moment we have all been waiting for. The early in the morning, no-knock raids on corrupt deep state officials, they've finally begun. I hope there's a lot more than where this came from here, but obviously this week, a lot of us had the pleasure of waking up to the news that John Bolton had his home raided at about 7 o'clock in the morning. You can see these FBI agents, they had already been at his house for, at this point when I recorded this video from the TV, they'd already been there for over 5 hours. Taking boxes out, look, John Bolton, has been one of the most egregious examples of deep state trash that we've seen in modern U.S. history, right? A guy that deserves a hell of a lot of credit for starting the Iraq War, for convincing George Bush, who, God bless his soul, just probably had no idea what the hell was going on, right? I don't exactly think that
maybe he was our best and brightest president, right? But this guy, John Bolton, was one of his advisors, who, of course, paired with Dick Cheney, was able to convince George Bush that, oh, yeah, there were actually weapons of mass destruction. Let's go into Iraq. Let's invade. And, you know, let's cost the U.S. trillions of dollars and thousands of service members' lives. That was this guy. Okay? And now you see he's been working for years to try to undermine not just President Trump, but the United States in general. Guy's got houses all over the country. He's worth $90 million. This government employee, somehow, pretty amazing. I mean, I'm thinking maybe I'll go work in government. InfoWars doesn't pay me nearly that much. And now we're seeing his door being broken down in the middle of the night, as well as his office down here in Washington, D.C. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely satisfying to watch. I couldn't take my eyes off the TV most of the day when this was happening. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. If anything came out of the Epstein situation, anything good anyway, it's that the DOJ is trying to make up for that PR nightmare. So they're putting more focus on these sorts of raids. They're putting more focus on grand jury, on convening grand juries to start locking these people up. Because the American people are like, they're this close to just having been totally fed up with this DOJ. A lot of people have already gotten to that point. So it seems like they're trying to put themselves back onto a path where people can have faith in what they're doing and such. I don't believe it's necessarily a distraction. I know some people are going to say that. I think this stuff was going to happen anyway, but it's happening on a schedule now that is faster than what they were initially planning on doing. And there's such a massive backlog of people to arrest that that's a good thing. Hopefully we can knock out most of these by the end of the term, right? So that's the next step here. John Bolton has not been arrested. He's not been indicted. We do know that there was material taken out of the house. And now it seems, anyway, that this actually goes further than just, oh, well, John Bolton has classified documents that he's hiding because he was sharing them to write his book or something. You know, if you guys want to play clip three there, it goes deeper than that.
This might have nothing to do with classified documents or about classified intelligence that Bolton printed in his book. Trump Justice Insider Mike Davis says Democrats, rhinos, and reporters who think this raid on John Bolton is about his book will be very embarrassed when the search warrant becomes public. Primetime's hearing Bolton was making a lot of money from overseas and may have been trafficking in intelligence. That wouldn't be putting America first. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley, who we just heard from, says Bolton could be looking at up to 20 years in prison. So Bolton should take his own advice and take a big, beautiful, deep breath.
I think it's important that everybody take a deep breath here. This is a very serious matter, and it would be better.
Luckily, and actually, so that falls in line with this cryptic tweet from Dan Bongino that came out just as the raid was ongoing. Everybody knew what it was about because he quote posted Kash Patel. Let's see if this will work here. Will that focus in on that? Almost, sort of. Anyway, Kash Patel said no one is above the law. FBI agents on a mission. Dan Bongino said public corruption will not be tolerated. What I take from that, because public corruption isn't just, it's not holding classified documents at your house. Public corruption would be trafficking that information or selling that information to adversaries. And actually, if he was selling it to adversaries, that amounts to treason. That's exactly what treason is. Aiding the enemy. Undermining the United States by aiding the enemy. That is what treason is. Could John Bolton be the first guy to be tried for treason in modern U.S. history? Would it surprise anybody? Probably not. I mean, we've been calling this guy treasonous for years, but we might have the evidence now or the proof. We might actually see an indictment for that. This guy is probably going to be one of the easiest guys out of anybody to indict. Now, however, there's a counter argument to that, that John Bolton, you know, as sleazy as he is not dumb. I mean, I don't know how many classified documents he may have had laying around his house, but he might also just have that big of an ego and think that he's untouchable because he has been for so many years. You know, he survived the entire first Trump administration and was never indicted. But we know now that the FBI, once Biden took office, shut down an investigation into John Bolton. Why? Because John Bolton was doing their dirty work for him. He was going around, you know, all during the campaign in 2020, crap talking Trump, talking about how, you know, Trump had no idea what he was doing and that he was never the one calling the shots because he was clueless and just an entire smear campaign. So what Bolton was trying to do, obviously, was hope that Biden would get into office and make everything go away. And he was successful in that regard. So when people are going to say now, oh, yeah, well, this is all political. This is a political attack on one of Trump's enemies. Was it not political for the Biden regime after Bolton did their dirty work for him to just push the case out of the way, close it? You know, okay, yep, never mind. We're gonna move on from this without any explanation. Was that political? Was it not political to raid President Trump's house at Mar-a-Lago and dig through Melania's underwear drawers? I don't know. Where is the line? How is this political, but that wasn't politically motivated? We're talking about a former president of the United States in Donald Trump. Somebody who had already declassified those documents that they accused him of having before he left the Oval Office. You didn't see it happen to Joe Biden, who didn't have declassification power, that of course stole a bunch of documents, put them in his garage and said, oh, well, they were safely next to my Corvette. Apparently that's a defense. So if you guys ever get caught with classified documents, just make sure they're in your garage on the floor next to your Corvette. And that's your ample defense right there. Everybody will just move right on. So the Democrat hypocrisy, I mean, I could spend every show, every single week pointing this stuff out. It gets more and more brazen. It's more and more brutal to listen to. And, honestly, I'm hoping they continue down this road because the midterms will be absolutely beautiful. And speaking of midterms, you guys may have heard the Texas maps, they're about to be signed into law. And Gavin Newsom is, of course, on a tirade about it. We'll get deep into that after this break. Stay tuned. Sunday Briefing on InfoWars.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feel really great, fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest old wrestling blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people initially at about 30 minutes start speaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike.
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect, and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. It'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of buff?
Yeah, I'm almost out of
buff. Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theoffshoreshore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. While I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, oh, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And, folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Several weeks now, because the Democrats have done everything, including yelling, kicking, screaming, whining, just gaslighting, whatever they needed to do to attempt, pretend like they were going to be able to block the maps down there in Texas. It clearly didn't work. Finally, it happened. It's now passed both the House and the Senate down there in Texas. And the governor is now going to be able to sign it into law, hopefully this week sometime. But it's going to happen. They lost. We knew they were going to lose. They knew they were going to lose. But, everything with Democrats is theater, of course. Now, Gavin Newsom has had a lot to say about it because he's already launched his 2028 campaign, essentially. He hasn't officially said that, but we all know what's going on here. And Butthead has to be able to, I guess, connect with people because he doesn't. He's just not, people pretty much see through his lies at this point. He's got to act like a tough guy that has something to sell because he can't sell his record homelessness and record high gas prices and record high energy prices and stuff. That message doesn't sell to the rest of the United States. That only works in California somehow, probably because they rigged the vote. I mean, let's just be honest. So he's got to run on something else. And so that message in 2028 is going to be, well, I fought Donald Trump and he wanted the maps in Texas redrawn. So I redrew the maps in California as well. President Trump had some choice words for Gavin Newsom. If you guys have that clip ready there, there was some heaters thrown at Newsom in the Oval Office the other day.
Can you talk about the economic impact that people will have in these cities, and what's your message to the mayors to get their cities prepared, not only the beautification process, but also the safety aspect?
Well, Los Angeles is an example. You know, it's poorly run. We have a mayor there that can't even get permits to the people that lost their houses. Lee Zeldin got every permit. The hardest permit is the federal permit. Within 20 days, every single permit was there for the people to build their houses. But people are writing us and they're saying they won't give us. The mayor is incompetent. The governor's incompetent. You know, Gavin, I know Gavin very well. He's an incompetent guy with a good line of bullshit. And he doesn't get the job done. And frankly, those people want to build their houses. It's terrible. They could have been built. Some of them could have been built already. But think of it. The federal government that has the most complex part, and it's the most complex environmental thing to do. We got it. Everybody had it within 30 days. And they're not even
so
close
this is
to
what,
getting their permits. And now they're
this is what Gavin Newsom's legacy is actually going to be. This right here, what he does to his people. President Trump hit it right on the head. People are still not able to rebuild in California. After these fires that happened earlier this year, the federal permits are out of the way, which are historically the most difficult permits to get approved. And it typically takes sometimes years, you know, because of the Democrat bureaucracy. Now, President Trump and Lee Zeldin fast-tracked all of that to make sure that these people, that the federal government was out of the way when it came to rebuilding their homes out there in the Palisades in California. And, you know, of course, as expected, Gavin Newsom has decided to partake in a land grab. We've been saying that again for weeks and weeks. Like, I feel like it's just every time we conspiracy theorists say something, it ends up being true at this point. And it's true. Again, Realtor.com came out with this story. A foreign investor, Chinese investor, of course, it's a Chinese toy company, well, the majority owner of a Chinese toy company, secretly snapped up $65 million in Malibu real estate destroyed by the wildfires. Why? Because people can't rebuild there. They're not allowed to rebuild. So they're just dumping the properties at this point because they're still having to pay mortgages on them. This is the same thing that's happening out there in Lahaina. People are, once it gets to a certain point where people just can't afford it anymore, they have to sell, and they do. Lahaina is even worse than what's going on out there in Malibu, and it's going to happen in the Palisades too, which aren't full of just a bunch of, you know, billionaires in the beach houses. This is just the start. And how much is Gavin Newsom making off of it? You can see Patriots here finally, like, calling this guy out. Congrats, Newsom. Record crime, violence, and homelessness. Record high gas prices. People see it. People see it. And this is the message that we're going to be shouting in 2028 constantly. Like, this guy is just, he's going to be memed into the dirt. He's going to, like, middle America is a swing state. You think swing state voters are going to be like, yeah, I wish my electric prices were, you know, twice as high as they are right now. I wish I was forced to drive an electric car instead of a gas-powered car when it's minus 30 out here in Wisconsin. I want that to be me. Now, that message isn't going to sell. It's just not going to sell. So he's going to have a tough time with that. But the land grab is real. We're seeing it again. We're seeing what, obviously, we saw the low-income housing, the $110 million low-income housing project that Gavin Newsom is building out there in the Palisades now as well. And I think this is waking a lot of people up that are even in L.A., people that would have even voted for Gavin Newsom. They're speaking out now. They're speaking out now and calling this atrocity out. I mean, Newsom and his cronies are so used to getting away with this stuff that they never felt any, they're not even really trying to cover it up. You know, I don't know why we're even allowing foreigners to come in and buy coastal lands anyway. Why don't we just ban that? Why don't we ban that on a federal level, on national defense grounds? Why do we need Chinese people buying up our coastlines? Does any other country allow that to happen? Any other, you know, maybe now because Europe has been conquered by the third world and whatever, and they've been taught to hate themselves. So probably, yeah. I mean, Europe probably gives foreigners property on the coastline for all I know. But, you know, it's wild that we're seeing this. Like, Newsom is, like I said, this is all political for him. He's going to use this to run in 2028. But just bear in mind, he's got all of this stuff going on too. And people aren't really screaming about this too much on a national level because he's just the governor of California, one state, right? Wait until he tries to be the leader of us all out here. And, you know, speaking of people that believe they're above the law, I want to hit on this as well. Clip number one, if you guys have this. Up there in New York, that $550 million verdict against President Trump thrown out, the one that Letitia James got against him just this week. Pretty big story. If you guys can roll that clip, it'd be awesome.
An appeals court has just thrown out President Donald Trump's $364 million civil fraud penalty. This just happened. It is a developing story. We're getting a lot more information, a big news story for the day. We're going to bring you more details as we get them. This just in. Also want to bring you this because this has been slamming.
Coming this past week, this judgment against President Trump was so egregious, so ridiculous, that they threw it out on constitutional grounds. It violated President Trump's Eighth Amendment rights, which is a which protects you and him and me and everybody, every other American, from cruel and unusual punishment. So that's how wild this judgment was. All because they're trying to say that Mar-a-Lago, one of the most valuable homes in the United States, was only worth $18 million. That was the predicate for the entire case, right? When President Trump went to I believe this one was Deutsche Bank that he went to refinance properties and said, this is what I believe it's worth, but I encourage you to do your own valuation on it. And Deutsche Bank just agreed with his valuation and loaned him the money. There was no crime here. There was no victim. So again, just to remind everybody, when Letitia James comes out and says, oh no, like this is a political prosecution against me because I committed mortgage fraud. In this case, in her case, there is a victim. There is a victim. There's tax fraud involved in that because she's paying lower tax rates on the fact that she's claiming multiple primary residences. She gets better premiums. So the insurance company, I don't typically care about insurance companies being screwed, but technically they're a victim in this case, as well as the mortgage company. They're also a victim in this case. So there are victims, multiple victims. The taxpayers are the victims here. So this isn't political weaponization. It's the same thing with Adam Schiff. They committed crimes, and they're going to be held accountable for them. You can't commit mortgage fraud. They think they're above the law. They think if you or I did it, we'd already be in jail. But they thought they were going to be able to do it because, you know, Democrats were never punished in the past. And that's changing. These are open and shut cases. We have the signed affidavits. There's nothing they can say about them. The signatures match. It's coming, guys. At a very minimum, we're going to see them be indicted. They're going to go through the entire process. And hopefully, unless there's an activist juror, we'll see them behind bars. And we'll see you guys back here, same time, 2 p.m. Eastern, next week here on the InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sorter. Thank you for watching.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexandsorter.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? Well, you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals, enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.